catch uncomfortable sensations while they're small.
The first indication that you're disallowing your physical well-being comes to you in the form of negative emotion. You will not see a breakdown of your physical body at the first sign of negative emotion, but focusing upon subjects that cause a prolonged feeling of negative emotion will eventually cause disease. If you're unaware that the negative emotion indicates the vibrational disharmony that is hindering the level of well-being that you're asking for, you may be, like most people, accepting a certain level of negative emotion and feeling no need to do something about it. Most people, even when they feel alarm at the level of negative emotion or stress they're feeling, do not know what to do about it because they believe they're reacting to conditions or circumstances that are outside of their control. And so since they can't control the unpleasant conditions, they feel powerless to change the way they feel. We want you to understand that your emotions come in response to your focus, and under all conditions, you have the power to find thoughts that feel slightly better or slightly worse. And when you consistently choose slightly better, the law of attraction will bring steady improvement to your experience. The key to achieving and maintaining a physical state of well-being is to notice the indicators of discord in the early stages. It's much easier to refocus your thoughts in the early subtle stages than after the law of attraction has responded to chronic negative thoughts, bringing bigger negative results. If you could make a decision to never allow negative emotion to linger within you, and at the same time acknowledge that it is your work alone to refocus your attention in order to feel better, rather than asking someone else to do something different or for some circumstance to change to make you feel better, you will not only be a very healthy person, but you will be a joyful person. Joy, appreciation, love, and health are all synonymous. Resentment, jealousy, depression, anger, and sickness are all synonymous.
Wow, that's powerful.